It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some restrictions on public life in Colorado are easing up a bit today. The statewide stay-at-home order officially ends. That means elective medical and dental procedures will be allowed, along with curbside retail and real estate showings, although under tight rules. Many counties chose to maintain stricter rules, and most of the Metro Denver area is still under a stay-at-home order, at least until May 8th. Some Coloradans who will be allowed to return to work in coming weeks aren't comfortable with the idea. Tiara Campbell lives in Arvada and works at a dog grooming salon. She takes care of her teenage son and says she can't go back to work.
Unfortunately, I don't have child care that I can afford, and I definitely don't have any child care that would do school work with a teenager.
Employers have their own dilemma to balance the threat of bankruptcy and legal risks along with employees' health. Employment attorney Brian Kuhn.
Employers are in a catch-22, and employees are in a catch-22 on this thing.
He predicts thousands of court battles will spring from businesses reopening. The state will allow personal service businesses to open Friday, though some counties have extended those restrictions. Mountain towns across Colorado are still trying to curb the number of visitors coming to hike and ski because of coronavirus concerns. Gunnison and Chaffee counties issued a public order banning tourists and non-residents from visiting until further notice. Clear Creek County took it a step further and closed roads for non-residents. Susan Lilly is the public information officer for San Miguel County, which has a similar public health order barring both non-residents and people who have second homes there.
Yes, you have a right to come if you're, say, a second homeowner, but you will be under public health orders to quarantine for 14 days if you come.
There have been more than 12,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 670 deaths in Colorado. The state has sunny skies today and through most of the week, and temperatures near 80 in Denver.